25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
100.1 The X, little Four Non Blondes for you. That song is not called What's Going On. It's called What's Up, in case you didn't know that. We are live in X Studio with a band called Silver. What's up, Silver?
Hello.
Hello.
There's so many of you. First, it was going to be one, Greg Gilmore solo. Then he's like three people. And now there's like 20. It's like a clown car in here, really. You want to introduce yourselves to the X-ville listeners real quick?
Yeah. Hey, hello. This is Greg. I'm going to be on the vocals and rhythm guitar.
Yeah. Next.
Adam Landis, harmonies.
Do harmonies with
Get in there.
Hi, I'm Josh. I play guitar.
Over there.
I'm Brendan. I do stuff.
And speak for the drummer, because he can't.
I'm drumming.
There's
I'm drumming
Jeff on the drums. All right, the main reason you guys are here, though, is because you have a new EP coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure do. Let's Talk Tomorrow About Last Night. It's a 5-song EP. It'll be coming out tomorrow. We're having a release party at the Pioneer Underground. Doors are at 6:30. Show starts at 7. We've got our friends Buffalo Moses and Travis Hayes playing, and it's all hosted by Spike McGuire. It's
cool. Nice, why did you guys pick that venue? Some people are asking, you know, you guys play in pubs and bars and other concert venues. Why Pioneer Underground for this one?
We just wanted to do something different. I don't know. We've been playing bars and like pubs for the last, I don't know, a few years. So we just wanted to like try to do something different, do a little theater setting, try to reach a new audience, do an all ages show.
It's a cool space. Cool. Yeah, mix it up a little. And where can people get tickets if they want to go?
www.silversaband.com. There's a link that sends you straight to ShowClicks where you can buy tickets. There was VIP tickets, but they're all sold out.
So all done. You missed that boat.
Yeah. General admission is still available. And there's just $15 for only today. And then tomorrow, Friday, they go up to 20.
Okay. That's not bad at all. Totally worth it. Sounds like a great party. Well, I'm happy to have you guys here. Let's have a little taste of what it's going to sound like tomorrow. Right, you thanks. Guys ready?
Yeah. This is a little song called Wait.
Here's Silver on 100.1 The X.
Spoke initially, what were the words you said to make? And this really be the end? You had always been the one who brought me down there from the sun. Please don't run my only friend. And I said, wait, don't you go.
The X. That is the new song, Wait, from Silver, live in Studio X. Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
You know, Greg, I love you, but I'm glad you brought everybody with you. Sounds so cool.
Thank you.
So if you want to learn more about the band, you want to get their new, I keep calling it an album.
That's okay.
It's okay. I know it's an EP.
That's fine.
But
people will show up and think there's more than there is.
You want to get the new EP/album, Let's Talk Tomorrow About Last Night. You got to go to the Pioneer Underground tomorrow. That's where the party is. Tell them again time and where the tickets are available.
Tickets are available at silverisaband.com. Doors are at 6:30. Show starts at 7. And every ticket sale comes with a copy of the EP.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. So next buy an EP for $15 and it comes with a CD and a digital download, right?
Totally worth it. Thanks, guys. All right. You want to stick around and turn this into a little podcast thing?
Of course.
Let's All right. Exville listeners, we're going to send you back into the airwaves. I'm going to give you a shot at $1,000 for our extra cash contest. And the boys are going to stick around. If you want to hear the full interview and two more songs performed live in Studio X, log on tomorrow afternoon, myradiox.com. All right, here's your cash keyword.
Oh. Oh.
Yay. All
so
right.
Good job.
So.
The EPs are $15 and they come with a ticket.
Oh, no. It's live. It's live radio, babies. So we're still
$15 either way, right? I mean, what are you really buying?
We're still recording, by the way.
Oh.
This will all be on the podcast, so people are listening in the future right now.
Can we curse now?
Kind of, but I think you're better than that. I mean, you
kidding.
Can. If
I'm
something,
kidding.
Podcast,
I'm kidding.
This
I'm
is
kidding.
Not the worst little podcast.
We're not going to go down that route.
Although those boys are great.
Worst little podcast.
They let me play on their show for a little while. I heard when you did that show that Buffalo Moses called in and lent his 2 cents to the podcast.
He sure did. I'm not sure if he remembers that or not.
Was it a drunk dial? Was he drunk dialing you guys?
Could have been. Very well could have
been. But he's going to be...
It's like 5 or 6.
He is playing at the show with you guys tonight, right? Tonight. Yeah. Nope, we're in the future. Remember? We're in the future.
It's Friday.
In the future.
Podcasts are fun. So Buffalo Moses is playing. Is anybody else playing?
Travis Hayes. He's coming in from San Francisco.
Cool.
Full band Travis Hayes as well. I haven't had a chance to see Travis Hayes with a full band before, and this is going to be really exciting to see him with a full band.
Nice. Very exciting. And will you guys play the entire EP and some older stuff? What's the plan for the show?
Yeah, we're keeping that a little bit, on the down low.
Don't give it all away.
we'll be exploring the entire EP of the new material.
So let's remind people one more time that are listening to the podcast version of this right now where they can get tickets and where they need to be. What time tonight,
Adam?
Yes, they can buy tickets at silverisaband.com. And what was the other question?
What time? What time's the party?
Oh, it's 6:30.
And they get a copy of the EP if they buy a ticket.
They get a copy of the EP, both a physical copy and a digital download.
Fantastic. Can you give us another little taste of what the new Silver EP sounds like?
Yeah. You want to do the chase?
I'll do the chase.
Can you handle that?
I can handle it. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
We'll try this one. We'll try this one.
All right, ready?
If you want to, you can. You don't have to. All right, this song is called The Chase. We'll do a little unplugged version of this one here.
that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. You try so hard and you get so far. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back.
Under 0.1 The X. That is Silver live in the studio with a song called The Chase. Nice harmonies, boys.
Yeah, good job, guys.
And that is on the new EP, Let's Talk Tomorrow About Last Night, which is being released out into the world tonight at the Pioneer Underground. Now, we can't move past that song until we talk about the music video.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. It's pretty epic.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a great time shooting it. We shot that in one day, but it was a very long day.
It's beautifully shot. Who shot it?
Tony Contini. He's a great friend of ours. He's done all of our videos, all of our photography. He's really worked closely with us, just getting everything, all of our imagery tight and ready to go. And yeah, he did a wonderful job shooting that video.
Man, Reno's full of some really talented people. Who knew everyone could roller skate that well?
Outlaw Kindred.
Yeah. I'm going to link the music video as well. Thank you guys for logging on to myradiox.com for the podcast portion of the Silver interview. It now exists forever. All these songs, all these words we're saying. Podcasts are weird. What's with music videos? They seem like they're having a resurgence. They're coming back. They kind of died. And now everyone's like, screw it. I got the equipment. I got the talented friends. I'm going to make my own.
And with like social media, it just seems like so much content is so important. Every time you put something out, you got to have photos and video, because it just keeps people engaged in a way that's was so different in like this in-between time between digital media.
Yeah, and I think video equipment is getting a lot cheaper too.
It's more accessible. Really yeah, like dummies like me could even figure it out. I'm not great with technology.
You have a camera in your pocket, right?
I've got one on my phone right now. Yeah,
an HD one,
a 4K.
Aren't there YouTube videos that are like shot only on phone cameras and they're brilliant? They're beautiful.
And iPhone's got like three cameras.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it just comes down to like composition and
our sound engineer is showing off his right now. We can't see you though because we're on the radio, but thank you for that visual.
I can imagine.
Everyone close your eyes and imagine. Do you think that's a good thing that everybody has access to this, or does that make it harder?
I think so. I think the fact that like you can write a song that tells a story, but if you can show that story, it's going to engage someone a lot more and they're going to watch a video all the way through. More so than they're going to listen to a song all the way through.
Well, I think it also kind of runs parallel just to the music industry in general. Once you got like a lot of streaming sites and you got the internet involved, I mean, you got a lot more content out of there, which meant that there was a lot more bad content, but people could also access it better. And you could see a lot more creativity coming from independent artists.
And you make your art and you put it out there and people get to decide what is good and what is bad in their eyes. And
cream rises to the top. Or
always does. The YouTube cream. Now, sorry, that was weird. I'll edit that out. No, I won't.
Edit what out?
I won't edit nothing out. Nope. I leave it all in. Now, I'm fascinated with how bands come up with their names, because sometimes there's like a brilliant, emotional, moving story. Sometimes there's a joke behind it. Sometimes there's no reason at all. It's just totally random. Why Silver?
Adam, Brendan.
Well, I always said it was because my last band was Buster Blue and we just wanted to represent Nevada, so we're going blue and silver.
Oh, good answer. Whether it's true or
and
not,
Buster
I don't
Blue
know.
Had the album when the silver's gone.
That's a great answer.
Just a joke about being second place to everything.
Yeah, we're number two.
My first pet was a parakeet named Silver.
Oh, really?
Now once, I think we're making things up, but I can't tell.
Real.
Is it real?
It was named after the horse from the Lone Ranger.
Aww.
I was just going to say, the horse from the Lone Ranger came up a couple times, too.
Naming a bird after a horse. I like it. And then naming a band after a bird after a horse.
Yes.
What? See, sometimes it goes deep. Cool. Well, can we hear one more song from the band Silver?
Yeah. Is good enough cool?
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
That is cool. More than good enough. Here's Silver on 100.1 The X.
I know.
And we're all sharing waters at this point. Thank you.
searching for forgiveness, my friend, not from anybody but myself. I've been looking for all the wrong answers at the bottom of a bottle off the lowest shelf.
That is Silver on 100.1 The X. You're listening to the My Radio X podcast version.
Thank goodness that's the podcast.
It's still going to go on the interwebs tomorrow,
it's okay.
Today.
It's okay.
That song's called Good Enough. The new.
It did get hot in here.
I know, right? My face is bright red. I can feel it. No one can see us, though. It's radio, remember? There's Max Volumes walking by the window. Welcome to the hot box that is My Radio X. Let's talk about the local scene real quick. We get to play the local spotlight, which is local bands on air on the X all the time.
Yeah.
I love doing that so much. It's one of my favorite things to do. I stalk you guys all
we
the time.
We applaud that you do that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Me.
Wonderful.
I didn't intend that to be a plug for me, but it's fun to watch you guys, you know, where you're traveling, where you're touring, when you're gigging together. What are your feelings about our local scene?
Adam?
No feelings at all. They have no feelings about
Brennan?
You guys.
No, I'm just kidking. I'm just trying to make
let's
it awkward.
Josh in here.
You did.
I love the Reno State. I'm still out of the five of us, I'm definitely the newest guy in this town. I've been in here for a while now, but I haven't ever felt the way I do about
super our music supportive
scene. Because everyone supports each other, everyone goes to each other's shows, everyone comes out and plays with each other and does side projects and all of these other things, and there's just so much there's just so many people that are being very positive about the Reno music scene, and it's great to see that.
Mm-hmm. We'll give a big round of applause also to Spike McGuire, who's doing a lot of stuff with Lotta's Bolt.
He
really is taking command of the local scene, and Picnic Pub and Patio too does a really great job of supporting local music and 100.1. Thank you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Our pleasure. I get away with what I can at nighttime when no one's looking. So in that same vein, do you feel like because it's so cool here and maybe sometimes it's so easy, does it stop bands from maybe taking another step, or is that okay? Or you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
I think complacency with being Reno famous, not trying to get out and go be bigger famous, is definitely a thing, I guess. I mean,
but there's nothing wrong with doing your thing locally and just that's your thing.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where it was so affordable to live here that it was a good move to be here playing music.
Not anymore.
Because you could spend like 8 hours a day on music and only have to work 4 hours a day to pay rent, but that's not the case anymore.
Not so much anymore. So what is next for the band Silver, either locally or touring or recording? What's the next couple years look like? Or do you even look that far ahead?
Tell me.
Defeat the giant monkey man and save the ninth dimension.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Apparently it's kicking in now, whatever it was from an hour ago.
I think next, this spring, we're going to do some touring to promote the new release.
Cool.
We'll writing again.
Yep.
Pretty soon.
Start writing and recording.
Hopefully there's an Australian tour.
Ooh,
working on that. That's
we know a guy over there who might be able to help.
That's all you got to do is know a guy.
Yeah, that's all it
really,
takes.
Really, the only
knowing.
I know a couple guys over there now.
Oh, then you're in. You're in good.
Some Aussies.
Now there's five of you in here. What is the songwriting process like? Does everybody write, or is it mostly you, Greg? Or how does that work? Again, nothing.
Yeah, just push it all.
Damn it, you guys.
I'm just kidding.
Poor Adam.
Brendan.
I think Adam. Or sorry. See, yeah, Adam.
Take it away, Adam.
Greg usually comes to us with either chord progression or a groove or something like that. Usually doesn't quite have words yet, and then we'll write our parts around that, and usually Greg will kind of come back a couple weeks later with a set of words, and we'll all kind of go around that and then come up with backup harmonies and stuff like that. So we all write our instrumental parts, but Greg usually comes up with the core idea.
Yeah, and we all form the song as a cohesive unit, so then it like kind of, I think it comes together more like that. I kind of come to them with just like, oh, how about like a, and then we'll do something around that, and then, you know, we kind of form an entire song.
Gotcha.
Make a song out of that now.
You absolutely do. Well, you'll have it recorded, so you'll remember it forever. Well, thank you for giving me and the ex-listeners a little insight into who Silver is, what you guys are all about.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tonight is the big party, because we are in the future. Mm-hmm. It is the EP release at Pioneer Underground. Let's talk tomorrow about last night. One more time, where do they get the tickets?
TradeCashForSilver.com.
That is where you can get it.
TradeCash, the number four.
Silver.com. It'll take you right to our website.
And the party starts at what time?
Doors are at 6:30, music at 7:30. It's going to start with Buffalo Moses, then Travis Hayes, and then there'll be an intermission. We'll be playing. The whole thing's hosted by Spike McGuire.
And where are we headed?
Pioneer Underground.
Fantastic.
And you do get a free copy of the EP with every ticket sold. So come on out, buy a ticket. You also get an EP and listen to some great music.
And maybe these very handsome, sweaty gentlemen will pose for pictures with you guys.
And what about the meet and greet?
What about the meet?
A floor party and an after party and all kinds
of
stuff.
So many parties.
We've got 16 T-bone steaks. It's a meet and greet.
A meat market party?
Ooh, no. What?
Wait a second.
Is that what you...
Where is that? What bar is that at? Do you remember that?
That's a speak. Easy.
Yeah. What is it?
It's in the basement, I believe.
Yeah, meet and greet in the bar down in the basement. Reno Contemporaries put that together for us. Thank you to them.
There's an after party as well.
Yeah, and there's an official after party at Picnic Pub and Patio.
And there's a during party consisting of listening to this awesome new EP from the band Silver. How was it, guys? Was that painless?
Yes.
That was great. Yeah. Wasn't so bad.
It's wonderful.
All right, I'm going to send you out of here. Thank you, Brian, for making the sound like sounds. You are listening to 100.1 The X.